Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge World. What's the deal, Grudge World? Everybody out there, man. I want to welcome y'all. Another Wednesday, April the 13th. Roundtable, hosted by King B, sponsored by Grudge Inc. Y'all know what time of day it is. Every week, week in, week out, some way, somehow, we try to bring some action into this Grudge game. And man, oh man, oh man, tonight I think it's going to be a good night because God damn it, this weekend we had a hell of a weekend because Texas, oh my, Texas is one hell of a great state and I love my state. And I must tell you now, when we get into tonight's topic and start to go over the things that we're going to go over, y'all might see what I mean by tonight's topic going to mean Texas. Me, oh my, we didn't change the game. Yes, sir. First off, I want to kind of get off into, I know a lot of people, man, we're going to kind of go over, you know, kind of get a little recap over this weekend, man. I kind of like all the guys to pick the one button. Don't nobody be a no-sell tonight. You went on down there this weekend, man. Come on. Tonight is the night. Do what you want to do. Get on your check before we get into the topic. I know y'all listening, so I'm going to say this one more time. Y'all got plenty of action to say and do what you want to do. If you had a grudge race this weekend and you knocked somebody out the box, please come hit the one button so we all know a win is a win, however which way you got it, and you ought to be proud of it, and you are supposed to rep real live and loud all you want when you win. So you got plenty of opportunity to come on tonight and do whatever it is that you need to do. I don't know if my damn phone tripping, my laptop tripping, blog talk. I just might just press one button as long as y'all can hear me. That's okay. As long as I see a hand go up, I ain't got to open. Just as long as I see a hand go up, I know I'm going to be pretty live. Okay, but anyway, I'm going to continue on with what I got to talk about. So for some of you other guys, well, some of the other promoters that got upcoming events, all right, I see your hand up there. Let me know that we hot. I'm going to open you up in a minute. So will you hold what you got till we do what we need? Say, some of your other promoters, I know we got a few, upcoming events that's coming up here in the state of Texas. I'm pretty sure guys want to come on and talk about that and whatnot. So we're gonna go over that. Everybody must know this past weekend, man, I suffered hell of an accident. A lot of injuries towards me and myself. They're not really there. I was, bruises and things, I was able to push through that. The car is pretty damaged, so it is repairable, it is replaceable. So, cars we can get back, lives we cannot. So I want to give our honor to God. He blessed me to see another one, another day, fight another battle. That's not my first one. So, the first wreck I had was a little fatal, compared to this last one that I had. So, I kind of want to reach out to the guys, tell guys, man, make sure y'all take extra safety precautions, man, within your cars, within yourself, man, because I'm telling y'all now, they work. You know, ain't nothing bulletproof. Your life not bulletproof. You know, some of the things that, you know, some of the safety things that we do buy, it is not bulletproof, but it can help you. So I must say, when you set your cars up, guys, man, set your cars up the right way. You know, don't try to cut corners when you set up a car. You know what I'm saying? It may can be fatal to you. Hey, other than that, I'm going to get down with the get down, because after I think about it all, after I've been thinking about it this whole week, sometimes I get down, and then the next moment I get back hyped. But, man, I want to take my hats off to that damn yellow Mustang with that single turbo, that damn Junior King. Y'all know I say I don't like to go in the battle with turbos. I don't care if they small block, big block, or whatever. They make power. So I'm going to take my hats off to the man because he went right in the battle with me. We was in the shootout. We bet a little money on the side, made a grudge race. Man, I'm not gonna lie and sit here and try to make up a bunch of rigmarole to try to justify my loss. But I'm telling y'all, I'm here to tell y'all, man, I wasn't nothing but three passes in, fresh off the wrench. China, I really was in there shaking her down. She did the best she could with the shakedown she had. She looked good. She couldn't pull through that goddamn turbo. I don't know where he come from, how he did it, or how he done it. But, boy, oh, boy, when I tell you, me and him went slap through the trap. His light came on. Mine didn't. What a hell of an upset. Nothing we can do about it. Move on. But, goddamn it, like I say, I got to take my hats off to that damn man and that small block single turbo because he got nuts of a bull. We both went through that riding, and he came out victorious. So, hats off to J.R. King. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. Keep it pushing. All right, y'all. Let me look on these lines right quick. Man, I told y'all this is a trip. I don't understand why we got to have so many problems with some of the things that go on. Oh, yeah, then I forgot to tell y'all, a lot of people reached out to me, you know, on the rebuild, you know, or the B. So, I had made a PayPal account, you know, I posted up in different, you know, in different groups. I posted up on my page, so, you know, his donation will be accepted, you know what I'm saying? Any amount will help. I'm not saying you have to, but, you know what I'm saying, it'll be, you know, much appreciated if you do. So, to get us, to get that damn B up and going, back to grudge racing, doing what he like to do best. Y'all know y'all love seeing him take the trip. I love taking the trip. Hey, y'all do this, man, for the fans. Fans, we do it for y'all. Y'all do it for us. However it go, we're a grudge family. We do what we do. And I'm telling y'all, don't get it twisted. We still here to stay. 469-9734. You have to run out there. You might hide. What's happening, man?
Appreciate you opening your mic, man. First of all, the streets with you, man. I want to say, man, I'm glad that you're okay. I'm glad you're okay, man. And, you know, you sound a lot better today, and that's the most important thing. You know, that car can be rebuilt. Like I told you then when I saw you, hey, keep your head up. You know, I'm impressed by you, Young Hawks, man. And, you know, like I say, I just wanted to get that out and tell you, you sound a lot better tonight. And I'm glad that you're still here with us, brothers. So keep on pushing and keep your head up. I'm going back on mute, man.
I appreciate that. That's my definite, man. Because, you know, when things first have to see your brain, you die on, and, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, I put my, you know, I pour out my heart and soul and that thing there, man. So, you know, y'all don't see me, you know, everybody, see, you know, majority of the people on here, man, we all, like I said, we all good family, so we all see each other on Facebook. Y'all see that damn Camaro, man, don't get bagged up by no shop, man, you know, and y'all don't see nobody with their hands on it, man. I'm the only person with their hands on that thing, man, so y'all know I pour my heart and soul in it, man, so. But anyway, we're going to kind of, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, pressing forward and trying on getting it fixed, and, you know, I appreciate you checking on me when you was there and checking on me now, man. I appreciate that. I'm going to keep on going on to the next mic real quick. 817-0293. What's happening? You at the round table.
Hey, what do you say, King B? How you doing, man? King B?
All right. I'm doing good today, man. I'm doing real good. I got out. I'm moving and grooving and almost about feeling like myself again.
Good. Well, actually, man, the phone just put me in, and I tried to take it down, and it didn't. But since I'm here, man, my condolences on you, you know, your car situation. And, of course, we want to see you up and running as quick as possible. This T, by the way, I'm a fan, and because, you know, the grudge racing, man, you are one of the grudge racers that we all know will race and going to race, you know. We do know that. So, yeah, we want to see the B back up, you know, as quick as possible. The only other thing I'll say, since I met her too, I know I heard a guy on the show last night that was saying that you know that the promoters need to, you know, not mix the shootouts with the grudge racing. But the all due respect to him, the only problem with that, man, is yes, a lot of grudge races, a lot of cars, but as you know, everybody won't race like King B will. So the problem is you take the shootouts out, then you're back to a whole lot of downtime for the fans. So I just say, if the promoters out here, all due respect to that guy, but don't listen to him. You need to keep the shootouts going, because it made for a real good night and a whole lot of racing. You know, we had the you had the all down, which you can't help, but, you know, and that kind of threw things off and everything. But, yeah, the shootouts, man, they help make a race, because, you know, it helped keep everything going. Now, if there's some kind of way that they can figure out how to push grudge races on in there, even maybe they can even push them in the middle of a shootout, you know, if they got a time that came up or something like that, you know. I don't know, but
you,
taking them out, no, that ain't the answer right
you
now.
You know what? I'm pretty sure all the promoters, they hear you out right now. They listening. They on her. And so, you know, I'm pretty sure they're going to probably hit the one button if y'all, you know, one or two of y'all can come on, Alley Cat, Tommy Dog, you know, Batman, you know, some of the major promoters here. Y'all can come on, hit the one button and answer this man's question. But, you know, I kind of seen that too, and I'm not going to lie. I want to go to the racetrack, and I just want to go. I'm not going to necessarily say all the time I want to go grudge race, you know, because, you know, like you're saying, grudge race, you got to put your own money up, you know, goddamn me, to get
right
up there and do what you need to
right
do. So, you know, of course, the
right
shootout is good, but like I did, what I did was I kind of, you know, I kind of took a gamble, you know. So what I did was, fuck, you know, I knew I wanted the grudge race, and I know I wanted the shootout too. So what I did was, pretty much in the shootout, you gonna run a person that's part of your, you know, that's kind of your class, or, you know, quote unquote, what we
right
fit like you. So, you know, why won't
right
you kind of find, you know, one or two persons that, you know, that's in the shootout and go and lock their ass in, you know, for the shootout, and, you know, kind of, you
right
know, kind of mosey on the line that, you know. And we all know
right
shootouts do come, so, you know, hey, either lock up inside a shootout, after a shootout, or before, you know. But I know shootouts do kind of, you know, kind of play a part inside the track, you know. Once the time starts to click, you know, because time ain't on nobody's
right
side, so, you know.
Right. Yeah. And then if you, you know, and as good as the other night was, if you really take the shootouts, then it would have been still quite a bit of downtime if you take the shootouts away. So I don't think it'd be a good idea to take the shootouts out. I really don't. Yeah.
You really don't. Okay. That's you.
Okay.
Appreciate you.
All right.
We're going to keep rolling.
All right. No problem, man. I'm not really – Let me say this real quick, B. I'm not really up on it. I'm not on Facebook and all that different stuff, so I don't know a whole lot about the PayPal thing. But yeah, I got some on, you know, some on your car, whatever it is. You know, when I see you, maybe I get my brother to, you know, show me how to do it or something. But I'm gonna donate you something, man, because I want to see you back up. Because the Grudge Race fans want to see racing, and we know King B brings racing. That's what we miss about Pretty Tony, is when I saw Pretty Tony come to the track, I knew I was going to see some races, you know. That's one thing about it. You're good for that.
That's one thing about it. I appreciate you, man. 832-3549, okay. Man. What's happening, man? Your mic hot, baby.
What's happening, B? You know who it is.
Oh, shit, that goddamn Drake. What's up, Drake?
Oh, man, over here holding on with both hands, scared to let go.
Uh-oh. Good God. Oh, what you got? What you think about this weekend, Drake? Come on, what's up? What's on your mind, Drake?
Hey, man, one thing about it, goddamn, Tommy Dawg did it this time. Well, goddamn, he had a hell of a crowd out there, and then we did get to see some racing. Although he may have had, like I say, it was maybe one, 2 minutes shootouts or what, all down, however you want to say it, man. I mean, the downtime was just real. It was in and out. So, I mean, we got to see a lot of racing, but it could have been probably a little bit more. Had, you know what I'm saying, we couldn't stop the all downs. And then, you know, with your little incident, I mean, you know, we had to shut it down early. So, yeah, all in all, it was good, though, to me. I ain't going to lie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was all out. I ain't gonna lie, man. It was all out good to me, man. It was action all day long. Man, everybody already know, man. I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm sure it's a few people on here, you know, that's kind of new, you know, to the race world and the grunge game, man. But we already know. I don't give a damn just about what kind of track or what race you go to. You're going to get some downtime, man. Somebody going to break their car. Somebody ain't do something they were supposed to do, went out there with their BS and tow their car. Or, you know, maybe somebody did take the precaution that they did need to do and, hey, they made more power than what they thought, and they broke. So, you know, we all know that something is going to happen. You know, it's just some things you know, some things, you know, some things you just got to kind of go off on, you know, hope and pray, you know, God, you know, bring around. And all downs, brakes, transmission brakes, you know, stuff like that, we know it's going to happen. There's it in a muscle. Y'all hold what you got, Drake. I'm going to keep on rolling, Drake. Let me see what we got, man. 832-2534.
What's going on, King B? What's happening, Grudge World? Hey, this is Undertaker. Hey, man, I want to. I'm speaking on behalf of the Future Phenoms, which is a youth basketball team that's sponsored by Undertaker Racing. I just want to say thank you to the racers and the fans for the fundraiser this weekend. Those little guys are getting ready for the Nationals, and we just want to say thank you for all your help that they donated this weekend. And, King, as soon as I see you, bud, we're going to give you a little donation as well.
All right, brother. Your mic is still be hot. Let's keep on rolling. 469-50-671. Your mic hot. What's happening?
What's going on, King? This is Jay Schaefer, man. I was want to call in and tell you, y'all had a good show going on down there. I hate your misfortune that you had and everything. Glad you was okay. Mm-hmm. And shit, I appreciate you guys letting me be doing what I do, and appreciate y'all liking the videos and everything, man. And shit, keep doing what you're doing, big dog.
Hell yeah, bro, Jay Schaefer, man. I like that shit, man. You stay down on that 330 and call all them races, man. You let everybody see what we need to see, man. We can enjoy it. We got some good memorable moments out there, man. You caught them, man. I'm gonna tell you myself, man. I appreciate it, man. Cause you know we need video men out there. We keep getting it in, Jay. Keep getting it in.
Appreciate it. You know I don't move, King B. Wherever I'm at, that's why I stay here for the rest of the night, big dog.
Mm-hmm. That's right. All right, y'all. I ain't got no more mics open, so I'm going to move on, and I might listen to me. Them son of bitches might goddamn be won't come goddamn come get me tonight, but I don't give a fuck. Go on mute, whoever that is. Everybody go on mute. I got a few mics open up. I let everybody come on, say what they want to say. Promoters, man, Tracy coming down, Batman, Alley Cat. I know y'all got May 14 coming up, man. Y'all come on, hit that one button right quick button, man. Get a girls game. You know, some of the best in that world, man, what we got coming up. Some of this upcoming up event, man. Y'all come on up. Y'all come on out the bushes. One of y'all come on. Addy Cat, Cover Dog, Batman. I know y'all listening. All right. They ain't pushed the one button. They ain't hit the one button. Maybe they will in a minute. Come out of there, man. Get in touch.
Hey, King B.
Hey, what's up?
May 14th, I can tell you that Undertaker Racing will be having a big celebration on the property. So y'all feel free to come by and patronize with your boy, because I'm going to be celebrating that big 5-0. So, like I say, we'll be out there having a good time. So y'all welcome to come by.
Hey, King B, remind me to bring him a gift for his 50th birthday. I'm gonna bring him a goddamn cane. Hey, Drake, one thing I'm just fucking with you. I'll just take off. Just fucking with you. Hold on. I'm just don't mess with you right quick.
I'm 50, and I'm proud of being 50. Matter of fact, I got my ARP last week, man. That's going to be some discounts and stuff like that, right there. You know, I can walk up to the goddamn rental car thing and set it on the table up there. Oh, okay, sir, that's an automatic, you know, X amount of dollars off of this. I can go to Dennis and set that motherfucker on the table. Yeah, there you go, right there. But, hey, I'm 50, Dre. I don't look 50, Dre. How old are you, Dre?
I'm far from that, goddamn. I'm far from that, Undertaker. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna expose where I'm at, but I'm far from that shit. That's a hell of a whole lot.
Hey, watch this here, Drake. You look older than me. I'm going on mute.
All right. Well, that's your opinion. We all got them.
All right, y'all. Y'all already know, man. Y'all know that goddamn great boy. He the comedian of this goddamn shit. Boy, can't nobody else keep us laughing for 30 minutes talking about your mama jokes. Goddamn it, Drake gonna do it. Anyway, I'm gonna get on these muddy foot backwood time changing motherfuckers. Uh-oh, did I say all that? Excuse me, y'all. I ain't mean to say all that. But let me tell y'all something, man. That goddamn Atomic Dog had a damn event this weekend that blew the damn world out the water. All them son bitches over there trying to change their time to Texas time. What the fuck going on wrong with these people? Y'all don't need to worry about what the hell we doing on over here. They said we were stepchild to the game. Damn Turbo Chris slapped the goddamn shit out of Tony Bonds. They let him out the hospital last night for getting his motherfucking asshole stitched up. Hey, man. Now these motherfuckers been calling it Sunday night, Monday morning. Let me tell you something, these people calling all around trying to figure out who is who, what is what, what's going on, what in the hell these Texas cars over here doing. I'm telling y'all right now, I told y'all, y'all didn't know this was the time to beat on y'all chest. Y'all supposed to come on and hit the one button, cut them muddy foot back, wood time changing motherfuckers is listening, and we don't give two shits about they motherfucking ass. They talked about us and said we was a stepchild, press us to the side, and they ain't want to come racing with us, and every time we get a chance, we're going to slam dunk one of them something, what you know what, on their head. Let me check the line, man, because I know somebody out the great state of Texas that just got to be feeling me, man. Somebody hit the one button and just let me know. How do y'all feel about this, man? They calling around, they looking. They want to know who cars what cars this, what cars that, man. Because let me tell y'all something, Texas, I'm telling you, y'all put on a good show this weekend. I'm gonna say we put on a good show this weekend. Everybody, right now, pat yourself on the back, give yourself a round of applause because we put on a good show. We had a good show. Eric, to me, you know, besides the problem about the all that, man, we had an excellent show. It was back to back, no single pass. Early that day, everybody did what they needed to do, made two or three shakedowns. You know, in the middle of the day when the track was, you know, when the track first opened up, got hot, they did what they had to do. Everybody kept it professional. And, man, oh, man, I had a hell of a time. I don't know about the next man, but I had a hell of a time. And I'm telling you, I'm high right now. When you got recognition like that, when folks want to know who you are, what you're doing, how you're doing it, you can't do nothing but take your hat off, man. So, Texas, I want y'all to take y'all hats off, give a round of applause, pat yourself on the back, whatever you got to do. Fans, let me tell you something. Y'all are not excluded because y'all helped us out. Y'all packed the house. Y'all made the folks want to say, well, what in the hell, goddammit, what in the hell going on? Or what I wonder, what the hell, motherfucker, we grudge racing. That's what happened this goddamn weekend, man. We grudge race. People, man, come by the trailer. I had so many body bags passed out. I even had a problem. I even got zipped up. I don't know what the hell went on around that camp, man, this past weekend. I told y'all, I said, man, after this weekend go by, it ain't going to be the same. I said, it ain't going to be the same. I said, the shit going to turn out how shit, I said, all kinds of shit going to come out all upside down. Everything going to turn out how y'all think everything going to turn out. And look at her. Days after, and look at the turnout. We had two middleweight champions going to battle. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Somebody is now not a champion anymore. Cause them boys went in the battle. Hey, it was ugly, but guess what? However it got to go, however we got to set eyes on that win line, however we got to see it, and they brought action, and I loved it. Oh man, that damn I'm gonna give a shout out that damn Trevor Troy. He knocked it on hard. He knocked him right out the box. Say, man, these folks over here calling, looking around, they want to know what's going on. They snooping. I just want to tell them, man, y'all keep on sticking your nose over here. All I'm saying is keep on sticking your nose over here. We'll slap that little old nose back on over there. Because guess what? We ain't got to keep changing our watches and stuff. Yeah, we ain't got to do that. We ain't got to do that. Hold on, let me open up a mic right quick, man. 832-9924. The hell going on? Get the round table.
What's going on? Beat us Alley Cat.
Badass Alley Cat, what's up?
Well, just to let everybody know that they ain't got to stick their nose because the Grudge Tour is coming on the East Coast June 18th. And if we can get Menace fans to go out there, we're going to try to get motherfucking a zoo for real.
That's it, Adam Cat. But let me tell you something. They want to know. They sure want to know who is some of these calls. They listen to me, y'all. I got a full show right now. They listen. I'm looking at their number right now. So, all I'm saying is, y'all keep doing what you're doing. Atticat said June the 18th, the East Coast Tour starts. Texas, get it in your mind. Get it on your schedule, whatever you got to do. we taking flight, and we going down there, slapping the shit out of guys, and we're going to leave where we stand. I'm telling you, when I say Texas has changed the game, we have changed the game. So somebody go on me. Who that is, go on me. Y'all move around too much. Y'all move around too much. Go on me. Texas has changed the game. Just last month, the hood family went down there with the streetcar, showed up and showed out, called Georgia New Texas. Say, man, we on the rise, man. We put down that this is about the third, fourth time Tony Bond bring his ass over here with that bullshit and get chopped up. So I'm just trying to tell y'all, Grudge World, man, I know we got some upcoming races here in Texas. Let me tell y'all something. All y'all got to do is see what the other ones do and get you a pass. Don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid. Keep your path. Keep bringing that action, man. Keep putting on for the city. Because one thing about it, one monkey don't stop the show. If one go down, the next need to pick up one. If one go down, the next need to pick up the show and keep on pushing. Mm-hmm. Let me check these lines right quick, see if I got some action out here. Some of these lines that's open right now, tell me how y'all feel about what I'm saying right now. Y'all feel like I'm just talking out the side of my neck, or do y'all really feel where I'm coming from?
Yeah, I feel you, man. Yeah, I understand. Where is that race he's talking about in June 18th? Where is that going to be?
That's going to be in Macon, Georgia, at Middle Georgia, I think it's Middle Georgia Motorsport or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a fly that's already out. That's race down there. So I know for a fact I'm gonna be there. So we're gonna be in the house. So, Alicat, what you got on that tour? You say it's already started. Who you already got? That's already hot. You know, that's already guaranteed that, you know, that you said that's gonna make some of that move with
you. Yeah, man. I'm down with the movement. The Grudge Tour will be full in effect. You know, even though we got some stuff around here, local around here, you know, we still got May 14th coming up in San Antonio. Then we're going to backdoor it with HMP May 29th, Memorial Day weekend. And then we got, I think June, we got the Rumble in the Jungle at Denton, right? Am I saying it right?
At July.
Yeah, I think that's in July.
July 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you know, I got another one July 23rd at HMP. So, man, we got a lot of racing and a lot of good things. So I got a lot of stuff coming up in June. In July, some very interesting stuff. I just can't say nothing about it. But, yeah, you're right. Texas has really risen, you know. And we got some fast cars. A lot of our heavy hitters, their cars are running. They up to par. They are running. Even Atomic Dog. Then jumping him a car now. So, yeah, you're right. Everybody's up and running. Even Batman damn near running now. I wasn't going to say nothing about that, huh?
You got to say what you got to say now, but you know, hey.
Don't tell him. So, man, it's a lot of guys that's been sitting back last year. They up and running this year.
Yes, sir. And that's one thing about this Grudge Racing, man. It's always a new year. It's always room for a newcomer, man. We here in the great state of Texas. We big. Ain't nothing. They say everything big in Texas. So I'm telling y'all, we must move in big numbers, and we must whoop ass in big numbers and take big money numbers home when we get off that ass. That's all I got. That's all I'm just trying to tell y'all how to, you know, how it's going. Oh yeah, damn. Then you know what? I must admit, I forgot. Go on mute, y'all. Go on mute, whoever it is with that noise. I must forgot that damn Promar, that goddamn tree man, one of the baddest motherfuckers in the goddamn land. went over there on the East Coast, slapped the shit out of somebody. He came right on back home, gave another bad-ass back half. This back half, man, this man by the name of DJ and this pretty-ass Camaro. Let me tell you something. He was beating on his chest. I'm talking about he looked like a big old silverback the way he was beating on his chest, running up on goddamn Tree Man, telling Tree Man, let me just tee off on you. That's all you got to do. Just let me get first right hook, and I promise you, you ain't going to get back up off the floor. But, oh, I tell you, man, DJ got up in that beans. He threw the first right hook. Tree Man ducked that son of a bitch and uppercut his ass. Oh, you okay? Went slap down the goddamn trap, pulled the parachute, caught him out on the other side of the 330, and goddamn it, the crowd went crazy, put the man down. So I'm telling y'all right now, I told y'all, them motherfuckers over there right now trying to plot up a way to get on Tree Man ass right now. Telling y'all right now, the motherfucker backwood watch time changing motherfuckers. Goddamn. I hope they didn't hear me say that, y'all. Oh, y'all hope they didn't hear me say that. Y'all think they heard that? Y'all think they heard that? I don't know. I might need to be quiet.
Wait.
I might be looking for my ass tonight. Fuck, I might not even be home. Listen to me. Tree Man, one of the baddest mans in the land. And them boys say they over there right now trying to bake up a cake for him. And I'm telling them right now. I wish you motherfuckers would come over here fucking with us. We got some shit that'll kill y'all. All y'all must die. Let me get ready to go open up one more of these mics, man, because this shit getting live. I told y'all they listening now. So, Texas, y'all even tell y'all, don't start getting scared and shit now. Y'all went out there and did some bad-ass shit, went fucked up these people this past weekend. Y'all got the whole world looking for you. Don't start ducking now. I'll tell you now. I got to listen to Okay. 512-6563. You might hop. What's happening, man?
Oh.
512-6563. That's you, Tommy Dog.
Yeah, that's him. But he probably ain't paying attention, B.
Somebody
call me.
Yeah, Tommy Dog, your mic open, man. What's up?
Oh, shit, I didn't know it was open. It must kick me in. I don't know. I'm just kind of working. What's up, man? I didn't back listen to the show. Trying to do some work.
Okay.
It must kick me in the queue there.
Okay. All right, Tommy Dog. You had a hell of a show this weekend, Tommy Dog.
Well, man, you know, I appreciate everybody for coming out, supporting, man. That's what we're trying to do in 2016, support everybody. Come out, have a good time. Hey, that's what it's all about. Trying to support, do our thing in 2016, the Grudge Game. And that's what it's going to take, man, sticking together and trying to make it happen. You know, like your deal, we got to come together and try to do something to help get you back in the automobile. And that's what it's about, man, things like that happen. So all in all, I appreciate all the fans and all the races coming and traveling from where he travels from. We're going to keep it moving, man.
Okay, Tommy Dodd. Just tell me how you feel. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know you, man, got one or two, too. What's up with these muddy foot, backwoods, time-changing on their watch, motherfucker? I mean, oh, my bad. The East Coast people calling up and worry about what things had going on this past weekend.
You say what now? Say it again.
I say, what's up with these folks from the East Coast, man, calling over and worrying about us going fast this weekend, man? They looking at
about
man. What's up with that, man? What's up with that, Donald?
Hey, they gonna be looking all year, man. They gonna be looking all year for some cars in Texas. Gonna be moving around, going in the battle, and hey, if some of them when it's over with, they gonna be up there on a national level too. So they know. Texas here, even though they try to think we're a stepchild to the other states, they got their eyes open, they peeping. See, Tony went back with a so asshole with his new car.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God damn. Tony thought he was bringing the car up here, over he ain't going to run up into somebody. But see, he got a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
See. So now some of them guys on these, they're going to be saying, who in the hell is that Turbo Chris? You know, D&D, you know, they came over to do their thing, and win is win, but, you know, them guys will be back. They'll be back doing their thing. But before it's all over with, it's the most Texas cars, some of them East Coast people, who have to look out for. So it ain't over with, and Texas ain't going nowhere. We're here to stay in this grudge game, so get in where you fit in, you do what you do. However you bring it, support it however you can. Everybody.
All right, Tommy Dog. All right, Tommy Dog. Y'all hear what? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that, man? This damn grudge race, man, is a support factor, man. That's the only way we can keep each other up, man. We keep uplifting each other and pushing each other and open up doors for each other that ones that don't have, man, to keep us moving forward, man. That's how you know, in life, man, that's how doors get opened up for you, man, and you become real successful in certain things, you know, that you never, you know, and you know, like you say, you see stuff and stuff happen to you that you never thought would happen in life, man. When you support each other, man, in life. So, you know, better check out some of these other organizations. You know, you look at them and you wonder why, and you wonder how they doing what they doing. Yeah, they got good support system behind each other. You know, they each other backbone. You know, they push each other through. You know, one fall down, one lift his hand, and I have to pick the other one up. So. You know, that's kind of where we at, man, with this right here for the 2016. All right, Tom.
Yeah, keep those shootouts going, man. Fans want to see racing, and as long as you got racing, your fans going to come.
The man wants you to catch somebody. He said, please talk to him because we don't want you to do not stop some goddamn shootout, Tommy Dog.
Hey, this is Texas, man. We do what we do. They do what they do. At the end of the day, we try to please the majority. You ain't gonna always please everybody, but I promise you, the majority of the people in the house had a great time. We got some little areas that we need to work on and fix a few things that anywhere you go in the country. You live and learn from each show you put on. You try to do things to make it better. But, boys, shootout in Texas, like we got one coming up May 14th. Got another one coming up, Alley Cat Show, May 29th. And we got to do in Texas what we got to do to have a great show and feed people. By pleasing the majority, and we got to do what we got to do. So, shootout.
That's right.
It's going to be part of what we do.
Oh, I'm on mute.
Yeah. That man came on, Tommy Dawson. So
hey,
TV.
TV.
Hey. Yeah.
I had your money in my pocket. You was in a shootout. But wasn't that a grudge race?
Oh, I said it. You ain't hear me say that? You heard me say that?
No. I just got on for them. You wasn't the only one. It was some more of them. Grudge racing in the shootout. They going 2-for-1.
You
they
fucking
going
right.
For the pot and they going for what's in your pocket on the side.
You fucking right, Atomic Dog. You fucking right. Let me tell you something.
TV, I'm going back on mute, man.
Oh, shit, Atomic Dog. I didn't mean to tell everybody that shit, man. I'm just trying to tell everybody that, man. I'm a head for this motherfucker. You know what I'm trying to tell you, Atomic Dog? I wasn't trying to tell nobody nothing, man. I just trying to tell everybody, man, if you're going to gamble, what you need to go on do?
Don't gamble.
What's that? Say, man, scary money don't make nobody's money. Let me tell you something. I'm over here rubbing on my pocket, Tommy Dog. I'm over here rubbing on this pocket. Ooh, I got this out now. I want to beat this motherfucker. I'm going to beat this motherfucker. I'm looking at him. I know I can beat this motherfucker. Hell, I know I can beat this son of a bitch. We in the shootout now. I can beat this motherfucker, put him in my shootout, win the money. I got a whole extra $1,000 in my pocket. I need to make this motherfucker turn over. Lock your goddamn ass in, man. You hear what I'm trying to tell you, Tommy Dog? I want it all. You think I built this car, the shit out here, and don't make no money?
Say, look here, King B. See, this is what they don't know. That same yellow turbo car tried to lock you in on the show, and you said, hold on, they ain't trying to do no turbo car. But guess what? In that shootout, anything can happen. You say, tell me, dog, I want to lock his ass in. We're going to bet something. You see, so that brought on a gamble.
That's what you're supposed to do, man. You want me to tell you what happened? You want me to tell you what I did, Tommy Dog? I brought major action to the goddamn show. It made it just that much more intense. It wasn't no regular race. We wasn't just racing. We was racing for that money out of each other's pockets. We ain't care nothing about the money that was already on top of the press. We ain't care nothing about that money. Care about the money that was already in the pot that we cared about. So it brought action. It made that race just that much more intense. And look, man, hey, right now, like I said, you got to take your hats off to the dude. From the goddamn words say go, I had that son of a bitch beat. I talked to the man, J.R. King. If he listen, he can come on here to one button. He'll tell you, too. He told me at the goddamn 60 foot, he said he was looking at my damn parachute. He said he was over there panicking like a motherfucker. He said he bumped that motherfucker up in the high gear. He said when he got on, he said he got about 500 feet or so. He said he bumped that motherfucker up in the high gear. Shit, it was on to the race. I ain't going to lie. I looked over to my left. I seen yellow. And I seen them go right on through the trap. And next thing you know, they say he won. So we can't do nothing, man, but hey, take our hats off. We can't do nothing but take our hats off. It was a grudge race. It was just that intense. I might have would have let off half track. Shit, if I wouldn't have no money up there, ain't no telling what I would have did. Because I really was testing my car. I really was trying to get my car dialed in. So, you know, I said, you know what? I ain't supposed to be sitting around here goddamn me testing my car for the free. Shit, it cost me, I'm going on the track for free. Shit, it cost me some money to put this motherfucker together. Let me try to get a little some of that. Let me try to recuperate a little some of that. Go ahead, and then we going about it, man. We bringing action, Tommy Dog. We bringing action. Grudge racing and shootouts and all. So it's always good to me. Tommy Dog, keep them shootouts. They good. The guys who like to cut their
hair,
the guys who
like to keep having a good time. Like I said, we just got to work on trying to get them grudges on up there. But hey, it's like anything, man. You put it together, find some wrinkles, you try to iron some of the wrinkles out, and you keep moving forward. All in all, we want the fans and the race to have a good time. You ain't going to satisfy everybody, but if you can satisfy the majority, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, you're doing a good job, Tommy. Right? Hey, you did an excellent job this past weekend. Like I said, I had fun. The damn shootout. Shit, if I ain't mistaken, I think majority of the girls races did go on in the shootout this past weekend, if I'm not mistaken, huh, Tommy Dog?
The folks in the shootout were betting money, man. And plus over here in Texas, do you think just look at some of the back half races that got off in the shootout. You would have never seen DJ and Twin and Tony them line up beside each other. Because it was a shootout, they had to go, man. That was an exciting race, man. You never would have seen them two cars go down together if it wasn't for the shootout. You know.
That's right. Well, yeah, you know, like you say, you're right. You're right about that, because that was a hell of a race. And like you say, we wouldn't have never seen that, because I was standing right there when they pulled names. DJ say, oh, God damn, you trying to tell me I run my own damn TV? You damn right. Get your ass in the light. That was some good action. That was some good action, man. That was some good action, Tommy Dog.
That's right. So, you know, we're going to do what we do, try to, you know, iron some of the wrinkles out, man, come. Texas Total Domination and Atticap, we're working together. We're going to try to iron some, you know, make up some of the things we've seen that didn't go right, try to fix them at these next two races, and just try to make grudge racing and shootouts work the best we can, because the fans come out, they want to see races. They want to see what all they can see. We want to give them their money's worth and want them to have a good time and not sit there and waiting. So we're going to work on ironing the wrinkles out, trying to smooth things out and make it better, but it's just part of what's going to happen on this end of the country.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, okay.
King
I'm
B.
Glad you came. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, King B. Also, another thing about a shootout, too, is, again, I think it's a good way for you to try somebody and race somebody, even if you think you may, you know, have a slim chance and not have to worry about losing your money. If you don't want to bet nothing extra, and you still, too, could stand a chance at winning the money in the pot of the shootout, even if it's luckily, like up in Denton a couple of weeks ago, that Javier, he lost in the small tire shootout, but ended up winning the big tire shootout. People red lighted on him and all kind of stuff, and he ended up winning the money in the big tire shootout. You know.
Hey, you're all right. Now wait a minute. Just like you're right. Just like what I did. Just like how I did Tony Thorne, motherfucker. Hey, remember I ain't had a Camaro out, and I bought the little street car, man. That's how I'm being red light.
Yeah.
Hey, man, all kinds of good shit can't happen, man. It can't happen. It's a 50-50 chance, man. Once you get in that water box, you don't know. Fastest part on the highway win. Best part on the highway win, man.
Right, and I know guys say, well, it cost me this amount to get to the track and all that, and that, yeah, I understand that, and anything could happen, but at the same time, if it costs you that amount to get to the track and you don't race, it still costs you that amount to get out there, right? So you get in the shootout, you may luck up and win the money. Well, you win it or win it by luck, you know. So, why not?
Your car cannot be working the whole time, and everybody get up there and red light on you. So shit, you can win off a red light. You never know. It just the way the ball turns, you know. You never know.
Right.
All right, Tommy Dog. Appreciate you coming on. Lorenzo, D&D, somebody. I know y'all got an upcoming event, man. I do not want to miss y'all, man. Y'all come on, let everybody know about what's going on, man, about y'all event, man. So you know, get y'all. We want everybody to grill up there to know what's going on over there with our brothers and our cousins over there in Arkansas. Y'all right here. We got to know what's going on. I'm pretty sure, you know, I know I'm gonna be attending. Other people, you know, gonna be attending. So anybody out the D&D camp, hit that one button, please. Come on, y'all hit the one button, please. Come on, let me know what's up. All right. I guess I ain't gonna hit the one button. Let us know about the upcoming event. Hold on one second. Let me see. Host 69660. Hey, what up, King D? Hey, what's up?
All right, so I got a question because I just heard a lot of people saying that they're not going to Arkansas because of what happened this weekend about them not paying money.
Oh, shit. I don't know nothing about that. That sounds like some controversial shit. I don't know. Somebody else, I ain't even heard that. I haven't heard that. Who I'm speaking with?
This Smurf.
Shit, I don't know. I ain't heard that.
My daddy just told me earlier, he was telling me to listen to the show, see if anybody mentioned Arkansas. But he said, he's been hearing everybody saying they're not going because the races that they had locked in this weekend, they raced or they didn't race and they didn't want to pay the money.
Well, Smurf, I don't. You got me startled. I'm just gonna tell you like this. I don't know. They can come on if they want and clean that up. However they need to clean it up. But all I'm gonna say is, I didn't know nothing about it. It was a problem between some about some money, but from my understanding, they took care of it. And I will be attending Arkansas. So. I don't know, D&D, y'all come on, man. It's let y'all, y'all. I'm trying to get y'all asked to promote y'all race, and you got a guy on here, so, you know, and if anybody else can, you know, help this man out or say whatever they got to say, you know. You stay on. You ain't got to go nowhere. All you got to do is just hit that mute button that's on your phone but we ain't got to hear what you, you know, we ain't got to hear what you got, you know, hear what you got going on in the background. But I will kind of touch on a few things, though. I'm not going to lie, you know, hello? I guess somebody will call somebody. Y'all just going to fuck with me. You know, like I was saying, man, this thing that we doing, man, is really a support factor, man. So, you know, if y'all can try to, you know, try to show Arkansas guys some support, because, you know, from my understanding, they had got the money deal, you know, taken care of. So, you know, they kind of really kind of put a black eye in the game. When people say, well, we're not going to go over here and go support them and go do this and do that, you know, and spread the rumors and things, you know, things and so on and so forth. You know, that really kind of hurts the game. So, you know, that may just be a backline combo or something. I don't know. You know, I really can't speak on that. But like I say, D&D, man, y'all, I really appreciate y'all come on and advertise, promote y'all show that y'all got going on this upcoming, not this weekend, but 2 weeks prior to this. That'll be on the 23rd. Yeah, that'll be on the 23rd of this month. So, other than that, brother, what else kind of questions you got? You was out there Saturday this weekend? You was out there in Houston this weekend?
No, I had to watch it, man. I had to work. I had to work, and then we had a basketball game, so I had to do things with the Kikis.
All right, nothing wrong with that. Take care of that family first, man. Family come first. Family do come first, man. Family wants to come first.
Yeah, I hope
you was
rolling. You was rolling.
Hey man, she ain't nothing to be reckoned with, man. Listen to me. Third pass, y'all. Fresh off the ranks. And that motherfucker was doing that. Shit. This thing, if I would have never wrecked that motherfucker, and I would and next week when I actually would cut that son of a bitch. I seen everybody like, damn, King V got that motherfucker on kill. I'm telling y'all now, that son of a bitch was not on kill. That son of a bitch was on cruise control, y'all. That son of a bitch was on cruise, what you call control. I ain't turn that something. Let me shut up. Man, that shit started, man, that shit amped me up. I was looking at that motherfucker, even though I lost, nigga, my wing is still up. Let me shut up. I still got on. Good God. Say, y'all, let me tell y'all something. Man, we coming up. We getting ready to come up on that hour. I ain't gonna hold everybody up out, you know, out of the night, man. I just wanna give a shout out, man, to my Grudge family, man, right here out of the state of Texas, man. A round of applause, pat yourself on the back. Tommy Dog, you had a hell of a show. All the racers, man, y'all did y'all fucking thing. All the fans, I appreciate y'all, man, for coming out this past weekend, man. So many people came out, the trailer came, showed me love, man. Hey, man, to the fans, man, much respect, much love to y'all, man. Anytime I see y'all need something, whatever, man, just give me a holler, man. So many people and their kids and stuff came by, you know, came, took pictures with me. I took pictures and stuff with the kids and stuff, man. I had super fun, man. I had all the fun in the world, man. So I'm, like I say, man, when you get out here and we doing this stuff out here, man, it just gives me a feeling that can't nobody give me or really take away, you know, from me. So, you know, this is something I love to do, something I will continue to do. Grudge World, this weekend, I'll be down there in Macon, Georgia this weekend at that race down there in Macon, Georgia. It'll all be good. I'm still going to be at the track. Y'all do not think y'all going to miss me. I love seeing y'all at the track for these upcoming events, man. Y'all still to see me out there, you know, may help a guy out or two, maybe just hanging out, talking on. But until then, man, I appreciate everybody coming on tonight and joining this damn round table with us. And we're going to see y'all next week. Good night. Thank y'all, everybody.